You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
Welcome to Line Noise. A few days ago, I packed up my microphone and recorder and made the short hop to Hospitalet, where I interviewed the fabulous M.L. Boog, a Copenhagen-based composer, producer, guitarist and vocalist, ahead of her gig at the Pumarejo. In fact, she was playing two gigs there, and what a wonderful venue it was to see her. We talked about creeping out in the country, the car as creative space, 90s guitars. I probably talked more about that than she did, but you know, we did talk about 90s guitars, Dire Straits, The Police, and very much more. And I hope you enjoy it. So, welcome. It's a pleasure to be backstage at the Pumarejo, everyone's favorite venue, with M.L. Boog. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Having just discovered how to say your surname, I'm feeling good.
Okay. I'm glad. Yeah.
So, I mentioned we were talking a little bit before about where we are in Hospitalet. And have you played in Spain before?
I just played in San Sebastian. And have I played here before? No, I haven't. So it's but I'm playing four shows now in Spain, so that's great.
After this, you're going where? Madrid or?
Yeah, well, I'm playing two shows here and then Madrid, yeah. And then Portugal, Lisbon, and then home, yeah.
Nice. And is home still an hour outside of Copenhagen?
It's Copenhagen now. It's the suburbs of Copenhagen. Yeah, I moved back to the city. Mm-hmm.
Is that likely to affect your music, do you think?
Yes, it is. I definitely think. I think I'm gonna cooperate with musicians some more, and I really like to be close to my friends. I don't need the same kind of isolation or just space around. Oh, okay. I miss the space around me, I guess. I really do. And the quietness. I kind of miss living in the countryside. But, well, yeah, I can't have it all, I guess.
Because the cliche, and I'm going to say it, is that when people were talking about Sun Dub, they talked about it sounding like the country and the country kind of influences on it. And, you know, putting together two and two, that you kind of moved outside of Copenhagen. Is that true? I mean, I know it's a cliche.
Oh, yeah. Well, I lived there for 3 years in a very primitive house, just by the ocean. And I was... I was just, you know, trying to figure out, you know, my life, sort of. And then seeing if I could have fun recording and writing music. And I just recorded in many homespun ways and had fun just experimenting with the guitar, basically. Yeah, so it's, I mean, it really does something to you to be, you know, to be able to see the horizon just, it's different. The sky is so big out there by the ocean and, the Sun Tub is sort of a fantasy or some sort of open world game or something for me because, yeah, I was influenced by hearing the wind so much, recording the wind, and it influenced the record, definitely, yeah.
One thing I got from the album as well is that it's sort of, for me, it's kind of a mixture between the very beautiful side of nature, you know, the sunsets, the wind, things like that, and there's also the sort of the very visceral side that... I've said horrors. I'm not sure if that's what I mean, but like,
well, I guess I'm interested in disjointed bodies and you know, dissolving structures or fragments, or I'm not sure. It's a little abstract. It's very abstract, actually. But and maybe I think that that's beautiful as well. That we, you know, can fall apart and we can dissolve. And I wanted the music to sound like it was dissolving into light or something. Yeah.
I mean, it made me think sometimes. Do you know the sort of British tradition of like country horror, like the Wicker Man, things like that?
No, not that much. But I've heard the Wicker Man. Is there a movie called?
Oh yes, yeah.
There's a soundtrack, right?
Yeah, they
A Yellow Culper. Oh, there is, and it's good.
So, they.
But yeah, tell me about the Wicker Man.
Well, hopefully, because there was a film made in the 70s,
yeah,
that was brilliant, and there was a remake in the 2000s that was utterly rubbish.
Okay, I'm not sure which one. I just know it's a yellow album cover.
But like lots of folk, right?
It's just. I think it's from the 70s. Yeah, I think so. It's very intriguing. Yeah.
The other thing that seems to come up a lot when you're talking about recording your music is the car. Why is that?
Yeah, why is that? Well, I got my own car in 2019. And it was just, that is a really a cliche, but I guess it's just, it felt like a room of my own. And just, you know, to have a room of your own that can take you places is just pretty magical to me. And it meant that I could just go all kinds of places and record, and so I reamped a lot of recordings through the car stereo, just to create some different sensibilities, and actually just to experiment and see what happened, or how would this sound, and I also made the vocals, some of the vocals, melodies, singing in the car, listening to my sketches through the, and just driving around and singing and figuring out the feel of the music. That was Flame Shard School. There's a song called that. Yeah, I did that with that one. Yeah.
What is the...
Oh, and my dad is very interested in cars. I think maybe it comes from that interest. He built his own. Are they called model cars, or the small ones?
Yeah,
he painted the car, the small cars, and yeah, I think it comes from my dad. Yeah, that fascination. Mm.
Because it's been noted before that your kind of parents were quite musical, right? It feels like you had quite a bohemian upbringing.
Oh, actually, not. No, they're both radio journalists, actually, but they just played music since they were teenagers, I guess. And my mother plays the fiddle, so mostly Irish folk and Nordic folk music. And my dad, he got his first Hufner guitar when he was 16, and plays. You know, rock and roll from the 50s and 60s. But they've never been, you know, pursuing a career within music. But yeah, they did show a lot of different music to me. Yeah.
Talking of the guitar, It's a kind of stupid question, kind of a big one, but what is the appeal of the guitar for you?
I don't know if it's got something to do with the frequency spectrum or something. It just, maybe I also just grew up with a lot of guitar music. I remember watching a live performance by Bo Diddley. I think the recording is from 83 or something, I don't remember. But I was seeing Bo Diddley's rhythm guitarist, Lady Bo, she was called, or nicknamed. And she was in a, is it called sequins or like the shiny, the shiny things?
Sequins,
okay. Yeah, she had the American flag as a sequins, and then she was moving to the music in a really, really nice way. And she had a synth guitar, and I don't know, that influenced me quite a lot. And then I guess it's just, it was a way into songwriting for me. It meant that I could sing and write my own songs. And then later on, I've been interested in making instrumental music as well, to just see what other hierarchies can, you know, exist when the vocalist's not there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it feels like, I mean, for me, I don't play guitar, but it feels like some of the guitar things you create, the sounds you create, are not actually possible just to make. Like, you'd have to take the sound and then manipulate it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of audio to MIDI conversion and then editing that. I love to see how the plugins are misinterpreting what I'm feeding it, and sometimes it's just really tender and really just unexpected and exciting for me, especially when it's combined with some real, you know, human, my own way of playing and putting together stuff. Yeah.
So I'm of a certain age, and I sort of came of age in the 90s. And I get a lot of 90s from Suntub. And I mean that in a very, very good way. Was that an influence?
I guess so, yeah. But yeah, I just mentioned the Bo Diddley's. I grew up with Bo Diddley as well, and a lot of guitar music from all decades, or at least, you know, the past 100 years. I grew up with old American folk music as well. And I guess I love a lot of 80s, you know, guitar sound as well, the more dreamy kind. But yeah, definitely the 90s has been interesting to me as well, because it was also so separated, the genres. I mean, if you played nu metal, you didn't listen to, or, you know, that sort of thing. And I just felt really free to just do, pick and choose and just have fun with the different ways of playing or making textures or effects and all of that.
Do you like the sort of My Bloody Valentine, slow dive, shoegaze type ones as well?
Yeah, I really do. I didn't know what shoegaze was until like 5 years ago or something. I was like, oh, well, oh, this is nice. But yeah, I think I don't care too much about genres. If it speaks to me, it just does. And yeah, so I like all kinds of music.
You said in an interview that the recording of Suntub was insanely tough. Why?
Well, it's not easy to just believe in yourself all the time. And I was very much alone with this project, and which was the right way to do it. But having, you know, just your own intuition can be you know, floating in the wind sometimes, and you lose just perspective and maybe, yeah, confidence sometimes. And then it returned, and I knew what to do. And then it, you know, it's a tough process. But I think the most tough part was the mixing part, because I didn't know what I was doing, but I just knew that I had to do it myself. Yeah, and I'm really happy I did.
You had to because you didn't want anyone else to get their influence on it, or you had to?
Yeah, I just intuitively knew that I had to be the sole sender of that album.
Do you always have to push yourself to make music, or are there days when it just comes quite freely?
I'm trying to hack the process, but it's, I don't know. Sometimes I'm going to like a library. Is it called a reading room? Where maybe 50 people are sitting concentrated. That helps me concentrate as well. I like that. Yeah, it just differs a lot. Some days it's just really fun and it just floats, and yeah. Sometimes it's just 15 minutes I'm doing something. Sometimes it's really, I'm really nerding out some stuff. Yeah.
So I really like your lyrics, and I have a sort of theory that people often, who English isn't their first language, sometimes come up with really slightly unusual, very beautiful images. And I say this, obviously, I can't speak any Danish, so, you know, I'm
yeah.
Why do you write in English?
I guess I just... well, I've always been very fascinated with the English language, actually, and I grew up with a lot of both British and American culture, so... And in Denmark, we don't have the synchronized television, so we hear a lot of English and Scottish, like, crime stuff, and yeah, I guess I like to be a visitor within another language. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what the correct way is, or sometimes I gotta figure it out, and sometimes I just make up my own images and hope that it's, you know, okay. Yeah, I can play around with the cliches a bit in a different way than I can in Danish. I might do some Danish lyrics at some point, but right now it just feels right.
Again, another part of my theory, which feel free to say is absolute nonsense, but, you know, is that maybe it's almost like coming from another part of yourself, like you're almost too close to your own language, you know?
Well, I hear that a lot in Denmark, that they feel the music better when it's in Danish. And yeah, I totally see that. It's just two different ways of communicating. Sometimes I can hear a song that's being sung in some babbling, some weird words they figured out how to, and that's touches me as well. I don't know. I'm actually not sure. I just do what, you know, what feels right for the different, you know, projects I'm doing. Yeah.
You also once said that your songs are essentially love songs.
Oh, when did I say that?
I've been reading.
I know what you mean. I mean, I don't think it's the Suntop songs we're talking about, right?
I think so, yeah. It was a more recent interview, yeah.
Well, I think it's not about romantic love necessarily, but maybe love in a broader sense. Yeah, that is maybe more touching upon gratefulness or some more ephemeral kind of love music.
I was going to ask, how do you find something new in a love song? But I think that answers it, right? Because it's not romantic love. It's like, well, gratitude, you said.
Yeah, it's just about connection. I guess it's about connection and disjointment. Is it called that?
Disjointment, yeah.
Disjointment. And connection and isolation, calm and euphoria, those sort of contrasts, yeah.
I just remembered it's disjointedness, my mistake.
Yeah, disjointedness.
Disjointedness, there we go. Going back to Skin briefly, you said that Touching Screens was inspired by dad rock, which seems like a fabulous thing. What kind of dad rock?
Well, isn't it the, I heard the, what are they called? Oh, Dire Straits, for sure. There's a ballad called, something about on every something.
I think it might be Street.
On Every Street, maybe, yeah. And maybe some, what is he called? Sting? The band Sting had? What is it?
The Police.
The Police, yeah. But I mean, maybe it's just for that particular song. Mm. It had that sort of vibe. With the rim shots and, you know, but maybe in a more digital way. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, the cover of Suntub I found to be quite disturbing because, as is often the way, I think now, what you see is a really small image. And it took me, because you saw it quite quickly a lot of times, you know, because it was quite small. And it took me ages before I realized what it actually was.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was like a sort of. It was just your face. I didn't see the guitar, and it was like your face was sort of weirdly distorted. Has anybody else had that kind of?
No, but I'm kind of thrilled that you had that experience with it. That's nice. To me, it has the tall grass in the background. It has the sun through the what do you call the tuning thingies?
Pegs.
The pegs of the guitar. That's the real sun. I just, you know, found that, took the picture the right moment. It's a very gritty photo. It's pretty low res, which I also like. It's got all the elements. Also, maybe the warped slightly, otherworldly sense or something. That's what I like, I think.
And it was not edited, right?
Oh, I think it was skewed up just a tiny bit, yes. Mm. But that was a mistake. Something happened with the transfer or something. And I really loved that. And that, I guess that's also a common thing for the... My music is that I really love the accidents and the faults, the faultiness of also just working with technology. It's a pain, and it's also really fun when stuff goes wrong. And yeah, so those happy accidents are really fun for me.
Does that take a certain discipline though? Because it can, if an accident happens, it's very easy to change it, you know. Does it take a certain discipline to be like, no, that, you know, that's staying in?
You got to be attentive to detail, and I think I am a lot. I can jam stuff down and then just listen to the whole 2 hours or something, because I'm really obsessed with the moments that are magical in some way, some random magic. That's really what's exciting for me.
So I haven't seen you play live before. How is it? Is it just you on stage?
Yeah, for tonight, it's sometimes with my friend Rebecca. She's playing the drum samples in like an electronic drum set kit. And but tonight I'm playing keyboards, I'm playing guitar, singing. I have a couple of triangles. and yeah, of course, I have to, play some pre-recorded stuff as well to create the right, world.
And finally, one last thing. I guess, what next from you?
Well, I'm really excited about writing music for more orchestral instruments. I think I'm going to go in that direction, and it's really new to me. I've started learning how to notate, and I never knew that. So I'm really excited to see what that language can do. I think it's not that different, actually, from what I already do. It's placing elements and making, an instrument answer another instrument, all of that. So I'm mostly into percussion and cellos right now. So that's all I can say. I'm just starting.
Next album, percussion cello masterpiece based on Copenhagen.
Maybe.
No, thank you so much for taking the time. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.